Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord. We're able to be together today. Thank you for joining me. And with the Lord's help, we're going to wrap up this message I've been sharing. He makes all things new. All things are become new. And beloved, I've really been encouraging my spiritual family, my UCM partners. I send a monthly letter of encouragement, and I ask them to just to put down on paper, to share their visions, their dreams, because there's something very powerful in taking the time to be very specific in the things we're asking of God. You know, what did the Lord tell the prophet Habakkuk? Write the vision, write it down, make it plain, for the vision is for an appointed time. Though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. Beloved, we need to be of that same metal, that same temperament, to trust God and know that God is going to accomplish what He wants. It doesn't matter how the enemy fights, and no matter how weak you might feel you are, it is God working in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. So, beloved, this can be a time of new beginnings for you every day, not just at the new birth. It can be an opening of unlimited possibilities, a fulfillment of your dreams and closest heart's desires. Maybe you've never expressed them to anyone, but God knows what they are. Revelation 21:5 says that He that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." He is in His time. He will create a new heaven and a new earth. And think about that. If God's going to do that to the universe, isn't He able to transform you and your situation by His miracle working power? You know, there's only one impediment, and that is the obstinate human will. But, beloved, if you're yielded, if you're submissive, you're ready to be obedient to the Spirit of God, I'm here to tell you today on this broadcast, there are absolutely no limitations. What happened to Israel? If Psalm 78:41 says, "Yea, they turned back." They want to go back to Egypt after all they saw God do, and God was feeding them. They tempted God, the scriptures say, and limited the Holy One of Israel. Beloved, it. Don't you dare sit there in unbelief. You know, I've been this way for years, Sister Glass. You know, well, for heaven's sakes, I don't think we should confess something like that. You know, one of the most touching passages of Scripture, and one I can relate to, it's in Mark 9, where the disciples were, a man brought his demonia. He was possessed by the devil. He was dumb, and they couldn't cast him out. And the Lord says, "Bring him here to me." And he says, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" He said, no, the Father said, I don't have the scripture in front of me, but he said, "Lord, if you can do anything, please help me." And he said, "Do you believe I can do this?" He said, "You know, with God, all things are possible." And he cried out, he said, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." And beloved, you might feel you don't have a drop of faith, but you know what? That's not true. God's given to every man a measure of faith. He is the author. You didn't create it. And He's the finisher, the perfecter of your faith. And so you don't have to muster up faith. I mean, you have to obey God, act on what He tells you to do. You know, you do. Faith without works is dead. But He is in the process of stirring your faith. And the apostles said, increase our faith. Show us how we can have faith. Praise God. And so you and God, beloved, are a majority. You and Jesus can make it happen. So What can I say? I want to give you some encouragement. Spiritually, strike forward in active faith. Wrest your victory from the forces of darkness. If the enemy has come in against you and he's brought lying spirits, you know, that's never going to happen. You're not going to see your heart's desires fulfilled. Your children aren't going to get saved. Whatever it is, your business is going to fail. You're not going to make it. Just take authority in the name of Jesus. Come against the works of darkness. Believe God to raise a standard against those works of darkness, and then get busy. Do what you can that God has put on your heart to do. Work toward accomplishing your goals. You know, don't expect God to do everything for you. You know, I mean, he does that, like we do that for babies and children, but when the child grows up, then they become mature and able to accomplish as a grown, mature adult. As some preacher might say, get up off your blessed assurance, roll up your sleeves, say, here I am, Lord, I am ready for work. That's what Isaiah said. He said, Lord, here I am, send me. And also, you might want to write down your goals. Have some time in prayer before you would actually write them down. And of course, after, claim God's ability to do all that you can do, that whatever the wisdom you need, that he will give you that wisdom. He'll give you the finances, whatever it might be. Let me share a few scriptures with you. Romans, the 6th chapter, verse 4 says, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Beloved, today is not like yesterday. So often we just allow the things that have happened into our lives to determine what our future is going to be. But beloved, tomorrow is not going to be like today. He makes all things new. Hear the word of the Lord, beloved. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And Colossians 3:10 says, we have, that's past tense, we have put off the old man with his deeds, and we've put on, at the new birth, we've put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. What's that saying? We're renewed in knowledge after the image of God. We were created in the image and likeness of God. These scriptures are so wonderful. 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Some of you may be up in years, and I know with age you might think, well, you know, my time of usefulness for the Lord is long over with. But that's not true. Some of the most powerful works of, you know, the heroes of the Bible was accomplished in their old age. Look at Moses, my goodness sakes. At 120, his eye was undimmed. Look at Caleb at 80 years old. He says, I'm as strong as I was 40 years ago. Give me my mountain, he says to Joshua. So, beloved, I believe those are the true signs and wonders in the body of Christ. Those who are advanced in years, who, you know, aren't sitting in a rocking chair or infirm in mind or body, but they are walking in the divine health and promises of God. And that's not to say, I mean, if you're sick right now, please don't feel condemned, because why? Jesus is our healer. And he wouldn't have said he is our healer. He's, you know, Jehovah Rapha, the God, our God who heals us, if there were not times we would need his healing, not just on a physical level, but also emotionally. So many people have been so wounded by life experiences. We've been wounded by family as children. We've been hurt by friends. We've been devastated by coworkers, by people in the body of Christ. That's a sad thing. That should never be, but unfortunately, some of the deepest wounds we experience are from our brothers and sisters in Christ, because it should be different. That shouldn't be the case. So, beloved, even though our outward man might be perishing, you might be advanced in years, yet your spirit man is as young. There's no age. Praise God. You're as young as you ever were. Our physical body is perishing, but the spirit man, that's to say, we're renewed. The inward man is renewed day by day. So, beloved, gain new strength in the Lord. You know, they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Those that wait upon the Lord, He doesn't put any stipulations on that, you know, only for those under 40. Nonsense. Listen, the older I get, the more convinced I am. I'm 69 and holding. But I believe in God for the best years to be right ahead of us, for all of us, for the body of Christ, for my UCM spiritual family. So, beloved, let us avail ourselves of God's miracle-working, transforming power for our lives today. We can be renewed. Behold, He makes all things new. And the final scripture I want to share with you, I believe it's one of the most powerful, encouraging admonitions in the Word of God. And truly, it should provoke us to joy, no matter how many mistakes, how many failures we've made. And it's those beautiful scriptures found in Philippians, the 3:13-14. Paul says, "Brethren," listen to the apostle, he was in a terrible jail. It was a horrific Roman prison when he wrote these words. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark or the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Lord, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your presence with us that's been with us on these broadcasts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the revelation and the anointing of God to open up these scriptures to our spirit. Lord, that they won't be just words, dead letters, but your word is alive, Lord. It brings new life. Your word says all things are become new. And Father, in the name of Jesus right now, I speak newness. I speak transformation. I speak renewal to every listener, Lord, who is in their heart reaching out to you by faith right now. Father, that you will cause the very anointing of God to flow through them right now from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, every fiber and cell of their being charged by the mighty power of God. Lord, that you will deliver them from every snare of the enemy. And Lord, they shall feel the quickening, healing virtue of Jesus Christ right now in their mortal bodies. And you would cause them to rise up to newness of life. And you will inspire them, Lord, with new hope and new courage and new strength to run the race in Jesus' mighty, wonderful name. That name which is above every other. Lord, we praise you and honor and thank you for it. Bless the Lord. Well, I feel his powerful anointing. And on that note, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in next time as we go and share the things of the Lord, whatever he would have for us. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.